stress. Arise. Our example in him was given a long time ago. There's no need to stress or guess. There's no distress in him, just press. There's just this race of life. We listen to all its strife. Why is the day just light, and at night nothing is bright, except the stars in the skies? Yet life's journey's full of cries. Life looks like this ebb and flow, but supreme with those in the know. If we are no carbon copy, a predestined legacy and trophy, let's press for God's power in us with zeal. It's our greatness delivered totally real. Make him irate. He already showed us how to race. It's by God the Father, Son, and Spirit's pace. In brokenness, strife, losses in life, his peace kills and settles this life's strife. We must press instead and don't stress. In him we win and don't need to guess. We must find ourselves, which is our purpose, refuse to fail at what it supposes. Our God-given gifts must start to unfold. It's part of our destiny, yet untold. Change our destiny and make it by finishing divine assignments. Jesus finished a teaching and martyrdom appointments. No assignment from him is too tiny. Call to sing, write, teach, preach, or care. Do it for him with nothing to spare. We can only press through his eyes. For walking just by sight, we cannot rise. Limited is our power, is no surprise. Believing and pressing is the way. His grace in us then brings in the pay. Believing and pressing is the way. Way.